Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report they have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was head of a court set up by the al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. Iraqi security forces starting to evacuate civilians who had been trapped and used as human shields by Islamic extremists in the city of Ramadi. VOA's Sharon Bain reporting.
The city has been destroyed, the UN's refugee agency told VOA via Skype from Baghdad.
So what we hear from the new arrivals is that indeed it has been difficult for them to get out. There has been sniper fire. There have been protection concerns.
Survivors said that 8 months under Islamic State control were brutal.
When the security was gone from Anbar province, life was dead. Even if they tell you that we were living, this is not true. Death is all we saw.
Iraqi forces said Islamic State militants were using civilians as human shields to escape Ramadi. Those rescued by Iraqi forces have nothing. Humanitarian agencies and NGOs are rushing to help. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.
Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and a call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. Unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman speaking English asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between living in this country or taking up the cause of holy war. Al-Shabaab has been fighting to install a strict Islamic State in Somalia since 2006. This is VOA News.